The next public hearing is subdivision 2009-12, applicant being Debbie Brennan, Kevin McGrory, and the revocable trust of Edward J. Kosmowski.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 8.603 acres into two lots located east of Road 479, also known as Fire Tower Road, 1,000 feet north of Road 465, also known as Chipman's Pond Road. Mr. Abbott, if he would, can provide us with any additional comments he'd received from any agency.
Mr. Acting Chairman, this application was not reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee as it's for two strip lots only. The owners have already created the maximum permitted by rate strip lots. There was 8 acres left, and that's the reason they're before us tonight. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Thank you. Besides the applicant, if there's anyone here in attendance that has an interest in this application, you're welcome to come up and look at the exhibit on the easel. But just remind you that we will be conducting business. If you do come up and do, please do so quietly and have your conversations aside. Someone here representing this application?
Hi, Charles Adams with Adams Kemp in Georgetown, Delaware. I'm representing the applicant.
Take it away.
Okay. The property was originally divided by the Givens family, and they owned approximately this, included this piece here, this whole block of land. One lot was subdivided out, that was number one, and then three more lots were subdivided out, that's four, that's the four given out of the different tax parcel. And then he cut one lot out, which was permitted under the 1 per 10 acres of remnant, which left the remnant. On the remnant, they cut out part of the farm for a family member, I believe, and that went with an adjacent farm, leaving 8 acres with approximately 306 feet of frontage or so left. My clients wanted to buy the property, but they wanted it in two pieces, equal area and equal frontage. Frontage being 153.22 for each lot, and acreage being 4.3 acres for each lot.
It will be served by standard combined entrance as specified by DLDOT, and that would be a typical entrance that's used on a typical simple frontage subdivision. It's shown on the left-hand corner of the drawing. That permit is gained by application at the Georgetown office for an entrance permit. Property consists of tilled farmland. It's well-drained soils. There's no known drainage problems that we know of. And it's used right now, low-impact AR1 use. It's under till with a winter wheat, and it would remain that way until at such time that the owners would build single-family residence with yards and landscaping. Then no proposed grading is proposed for the site. If they do disturb, or what they do disturb during construction would be just for the house itself and the driveway. The driveways would enter under a common entrance, but then Y off, and each 4 acre parcel would have their own personal driveway, which they would maintain and build to their satisfaction. There's a common easement shown along the boundary line that divides the two parcels that would serve as possible utility easement if they wanted to bring electric back there and share it. Would be, it would save a lot of cost to run one line in to a transformer near their home site. They, the septic and well shall be applied for at the time of construction of the homes. And if this, it, the property is not currently in a 100-year flood zone. It's in a flood zone X, not requiring flood insurance. There's no wetlands on the site. And if they, on the entrance, what they would do, they would get the entrance permit and then they would enter upon the land and build their own driveways for each lot. I don't have any more information other than that. They do have the, and you have the approval letters from the adjacent owners that they don't object to this subdivision.
Did you make those letters a part of the file, Mr. Adams?
I think they were. Is that right, Mr. Lank?
I'd have to ask Shane. Looking.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's see what questions the commissioners may have. And I'd like to start with Mr. Ross.
Do you have septic site evaluations completed?
They don't. They will apply for them when they apply for building permits.
And the homes, if they were built, will be built in the bottom portion of that photo of the back of the park?
That's correct.
Not on, not on the roads?
Yes, sir. If we were to act favorably, we would probably put a condition that any additional subdivision would have to go through a complete major subdivision plan.
We don't have a problem with that.
Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. Mr. Johnson?
I have no questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton?
No questions for me.
Mr. Lank?
How many of the existing five lots, I'll say, have improvements?
I think it's three. Is that
two are vacant?
I think two are vacant.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions, thanks.
All right, well, we'll see what interest there is from the public in this application. Is there anyone in attendance that would like to speak in favor of the application known as Subdivision 2009-12? Is there anyone in attendance that would like to speak in opposition to Subdivision 2009-12? Any other questions or comments from staff or commission? Then we will close the public hearing. We invite you to remain for the rest of the evening if you wish to see if we make a decision on this at the end of our matters, or you may simply call the office in the morning and see what action was taken.